Lake State Education Minister Nelson McCoy says he ordered the arrest and detention of 12 teachers on Monday who he says orchestrated the strike. McCoy alleges that the teachers being detained at a military facility in Rumbek had already abandoned their jobs and are not even on the government payroll.
In fact, there was no teachers detained. This is what I would like to clarify. Over the media across South Sudan, there were no teachers detained in Lagos State. What we have yesterday was just incidents of few individuals who were politically motivated. They were attempting to mobilize teachers to go on strike. And as a government, we control that matter, and the teachers did not come up on a strike. Then they try to attempt to come to the Ministry of General Education headquarters to come and attempt blocking teachers not to receive their salaries. So we treated this one as a nature of a crime. And these few individuals, we identified them through our spreadsheet, and they are not teachers.
Agum Jacob Chagai, a speaker of Lagos State Legislative Assembly, condemned the teachers' arrest and their detainment at the military facility. Chagai says the state assembly and the lawmakers stands with the teachers who have every right to be paid for their work.
What the Ministry of Education has done to detain teachers is not right. The teachers presented their complaint to the assembly, which is the right procedure required by the law. I would like to tell the public that the assembly stands with teachers who are demanding their rights.
Lagos State teacher Abraham Makurinyot says some teachers became fed up with not being paid their proper wages and last week refused to receive their pay according to the old salary structure. Nyot says most teachers have been on grade 10 of the salary structure and they receive 4,500 South Sudanese pounds a month. Last year, the national government announced teacher salaries would be increased by 100% and that teachers would move up from grade 10 to grade 11 of the salary structure and receive 9,000 South Sudanese pounds a month. Teachers began complaining last week and asked why they were not being paid according to the new salary structure, according to Nyot. He says the teachers petitioned the state assembly over the matter. Nyot says teachers involved in the sit-down strike were shocked when the education minister ordered their arrest while state lawmakers were still handling the matter.
It was last week that Lagos State teachers have refused to receive their 2 month salaries. The teachers have brought the petition to the assembly, asking the assembly to look into their rights. So as a result of that petition that we have provided to the assembly and other stakeholders, the assembly is supposed to address us after they have finished with the petition on the facts of our complaint. But as a response, the State Minister of General Education and Instruction, Nelson McCoy, retaliated our petition. We were presented in the most organized and the legal manner that is acceptable by the law by ordering our detention by military personnel. And as a result, it happened that my fellow teachers who were in the committee and the rest of teachers who were also refusing to receive their salaries are detained in Panda military barrack.
Teacher Abijah Majog Mading says there was no reason to detain his colleagues who were simply asking to be paid their salaries according to the government's new salary structure.
Somebody claiming his right cannot be detained. This is our right. We teach the learners to be the leaders of tomorrow. And now it happened with the teachers, the backbone of the nation. We are the agent of change. We change the primitive mind to civilized mind. And we are detained, claiming our right. This is the legal procedure. We are not opposing the government.
State lawmakers discussed the teachers' demand to be paid under the new salary structure and the arrest of the 18 teachers during this afternoon session. It was not immediately clear how lawmakers would resolve the matter. For VOA News, I am William Sande Mabori in Rumbek, Lagos State.